Despite high inflation, but also thanks to lower gas prices, consumers are still spending. The Commerce Department reports retail sales were the same in July as in June. No increase, but stripping out spending on gas and automobiles, core retail sales increased 0.7%. As one economist tells the Wall Street Journal, after 9 weeks of falling gas prices, consumers have said, let's go shopping. And much of that shopping has moved online. Teachers forced to spend their own money on school supplies isn't new. A survey found 94% of teachers do, but the amount they're spending is at an all-time high, averaging $750 a year, according to AdoptAClassroom.org. Austin, Texas art teacher Fred Tabaris tells NBC he had to pick up a second job as a restaurant dishwasher.
It wouldn't be strange for me to run to the local big box store and then, like, buy off the shelves.
Out of your own pocket?
Out of my own pocket.
And so at the end of the year, you're spending at least several hundred dollars.
At least. But what do you do? I want my students to be able to go home and say, I made this.
Referring to the artwork they made, Tabaris isn't alone. Florida middle school teacher Paige Suhey says she got a roommate to help subsidize her increasing school supply budget.
I'm in my 40s, so I already lived the dorm room kind of college life with roommates, so I never thought I had to revisit this.
Inflation is hitting the UK even harder than the US, where it's eased a bit. UK inflation is now just over 10% annualized. It's the first time in 40 years it's been in the double digits. In London, Laura McKinn Isherwood reports.
The UK government is under increasing pressure to do more. A fund has been set aside to supplement energy bills and support those on the lowest incomes. But decisions on any further help will be down to whoever replaces Boris Johnson as Prime Minister. Campaigners, though, say there's no time to waste. Inflation trends are already outstripping economists' predictions. And with further big energy price increases planned in October, the warning is there's worse to come. Laura Makin-Isherwood, London.
Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.